heard the story about picking up a snake, begging someone to pick them up.
Right. I promise I won't bite you, I promise.
Yeah, right. That's what was done with the Sixth Amendment.
Absolutely.
And that's how it was pitched. We could have put together our own commission in Utah. We could have reviewed this. We could have studied what's done in other states. We can review the law. We have very capable people in Utah. And it would have been fair and objective and not a biased study, which that is. Because there were a lot of good things that they could have put in that report that they didn't put one of.
Right.
And I made sure I laid out plenty of that for them. Not one of those things were put in from Cache, nor from any other county. So my point is, it's okay, but we shouldn't be seeking people from Connecticut to come into Utah and tell us how to do business, especially when that's their. But I agree with you, Steve, that we should be ahead of it, but we can organize our own groups and do our own studies and formulate those rather than bringing people in from the East Coast. Sorry to say that, that's true.
No, you're right.
It's happened over and over, and the numbers they give are generated for their purposes. They're not always accurate. I think of the Pew study was not super accurate.
We know that for sure.
So, but again, I think Utah has plenty of bright minds, and so if we are going to do that, we don't do a lot of the patterns, although it's been pretty successful in getting things done. But I just say that, so it's kind of in my craw a bit. Sixth Amendment study, there were a lot of promises made, and none of them are true. We picked up that snake, and we were bit by it, and we knew that was coming down. I don't think we will be as well off in the end had we had our own study group in the state of Utah say, this is where we're at, this is where we really should be going. These are some things that are working, these are things that aren't working, these are things that could be done a little bit better. But thanks for letting me say, I'll feel better. I'll get off my soapbox now.
Well, my point wasn't that we bring someone to tell us how to do it. Is we'll find what's out there and short circuit the process of starting from right here and say,
yeah, and I wasn't being there. Critical of that.
You know, part of what kind of got me in trouble in the last meeting is that. Is if we can see things before we get to this meeting, and no offense, Bob, but I look at the budget as I sat down here because you sent it out yesterday, and I own that. I would like to have the budget or any of these other things we're discussing 2 weeks before, because I can find time in 2 weeks, but I may not be able to find time in 2 days. Mm-hmm. And so as these committees do something, I don't know if it's possible or not for them to send out an email to everybody saying, hey, here's what we did, here's what we looked at, here's the minutes of our meeting. Here's what's going on, so that we can kind of be kept up to speed without having to travel and attend a meeting or travel and attend a meeting or something of that sort. And that's the thing I was pointing out before, is the thing I don't want to have happen is to have a committee get together and all of a sudden something come across our desk saying, oh, here's our best practices, and have all white people saying, what?
Oh, right.
When did that happen?
Right.
So that's why I say I want the counties to be able to say, hey, we saw this coming, we had input, everything we did. And I know it's a committee of our people, but sometimes a committee gets together and the work's done before everybody who is out doing other stuff has a chance to look at it.
That's the fair point. And again, to respond to that is yes, the committee wouldn't recommend anything until it's been completely vetted and everybody has a say.
Looking for a motion to direct this.
And let me just say that the format that I've suggested, that may not be the ultimate or the end product. It's just I wanted to give you as much information now that we had thought about that, you know, the three of us had talked about. So you can see where we're going. If you don't like a particular area, you can give some guidance. But I see this as a, you know, living entity. I mean, it's going to change. You know, we're going to refine things, pick up new things, do new things, delete things.
In regards to that committee and that group, there's the prosecution handbook I think we talked about before. And that was written, that might be a good place to start, is that group would review that section by section and see what's outdated, what's not outdated, and republish that. That's a great resource book.
Mm-hmm.
And that basically has best practices in it.
Sure. That's a good
point. That might be a good place to start is with that handbook, and
mm-hmm.
I assume it's digitally kept somewhere, if not a
prosecutor.
Yeah,
we own the rights to that, so we can do that. That's a good idea.
And that might be a project that can be taken on and worked through and comment, you know, if there's sections that need to be updated, those can be sent out for comment,
mm-hmm.
like Scott's asking for. Before those were finalized or whatever, but just an idea.
Do you have a motion?
I'm okay with the committee. I'll move that we create a committee and ask them to get together and maybe put together a synopsis of what they think their role is and send that out to us.
And the initial makeup, I think, is good. We've got UCDA and then OMPA, and then the rest of them are people that are, I mean, involved but not directly involved here. And
right.
So it won't be all that overlap. Motion on the floor to proceed with putting the committee together and putting up their guidelines. Do I have a second?
A second.
Second by Barry. All in favor? Aye. Aye. Any opposed? One opposed, Mr. Ferris. Okay.
Sure. My comment is I just don't want to see this water down us or your time.
Right.
We had 3 pages typed in our staff report on that. It could have probably been better used figuring out QuickBooks or something that we needed in the budget rather than that, in my opinion. So I just want that on the record.
Sure. Okay. I appreciate that. Okay. Let's see. The next one is conference software. UPC staff would like the council's permission to explore the possibility of acquiring some commercial software to facilitate future conferences. So let me just explain real quickly, Marilyn, and jump in on this. There's a potential. I realize that we don't want to have to raise registration fees, There is a software program out there that the symposium used 2 weeks ago. It's called Eventbrite, Event Mobi. There's a handout from them attached to it. Basically what it does is allows, there are two different products. The registration software allows participants to register, similar to what we currently have, but what it does that we don't have the ability to do is to pay by your credit card through the software. So that would be an advantage. Of that, there's other, bells and whistles that we'll put on your calendar and some other things. Then when you get to the conference, this Event Mobi, it's an application that you would download to your smartphone, to your tablet, whatever it is, and then it, right there on the software, you can pull up the conference speaker, see his bio, access the materials. It allows you to rate and critique evaluate the course right while you're there. It's a series of 5 stars. You slide your finger across. Allows you to leave comments. Instantaneous reports are generated, sent immediately to whoever is monitoring that software. But one of the biggest advantages, though, is it accumulates all of that data immediately into a report. Right now, what happens is after Marilyn is done, or when we're done with the conference, Marilyn goes back and spends several hours tabulating, retyping all of the comments, computing the scores, all of that. But this program does that immediately. What else? Is there anything else that you want me to?
You can go in and see right what the comments are, what the evaluations are immediately as soon as someone goes in and fills things out. It also will pinpoint, in a big conference, where your breakout is in the building. I know this is a program that the symposium used. We've been looking at going, particularly being able to register online through a credit card. So we were watching what Symposium is doing, and so this is why we're kind of presenting this, is kind of the bells and whistles and what these programs do. Each conference would be prorated per person, depending on how big your conference is. Symposium was about $2,000 for, you know, 600-700 people. So I think what we're saying is we want to be able to go totally credit card without people having to send checks or cash. I know we've talked about the budget, so this guy's on the heels of all that, but we would like to be able to access, make it easier for the participants to you know, register without sending a check or cash. This just gives us other options and more features. It would cut back on my time before and after, especially on the wrap-up part. So it looked like a really good program, so we just thought we'd present it and let you think about it.
Yeah, well, we're not asking that we, you know, you tell us or give us permission to purchase it. We're just asking, you know, your permission to at least explore the idea, see what the costs would be, see what else is out there, and go from there.
There's a lot of other programs. Some are more expensive, some are, you know, not. Just depends on what you want, what you get. We have the conference management system. If this would integrate at least on the credit card or on the payment end, I would be happy with that, you know, in terms of budget. If it could do all of the other things, you know, of doing some of the wrap up, that would be, you know, a plus. But mostly just be able so people can go online and I wouldn't have to do anything in registration. As soon as the conference is ready to go, people can just go online and register. And then it would come up automatically.
Well, I think you should look into it myself.
So there's different
give
products.
Give us some figures on the fall conference and we can vote that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sound like a motion. I'll
second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Great, thanks.
Shop away.
Okay. Let's see. UPC employees.
Saving the best for last, huh?
This came up last time. Just where we're at is the recommendation was that Mr. Foote, Mr. Garside, Spence Austin, Sean Reyes, and I get together to discuss. I invited Paul to come in, and this is some institutional knowledge. I sent out some dates. I didn't hear back until just days before the first date was to come that Spence said that Sean Reyes wasn't available. He, if you saw the email I proposed, said I should give some new dates. I sent those out, but I have not heard back from Spence Austin. So I'll keep trying to set up that meeting. And then I've given some topics of discussion, but basically it's Ed and Donna's and my employment status. At the last meeting I said that we weren't employed by the AG's office, that was just based on some statements that were made to me by the AG's office last year, but actually the three of us are exempt employees. Those are issues that we need to discuss, so I will keep trying to set that meeting up, and maybe by next council meeting we'll have a resolution.
This is off the record. I just don't see that going well, but well, it just seems to be anytime that Spence is there and this is discussed, you can just kind of see the hackles go up a little bit. I don't know what's going on there, but
yeah.
Okay.
Okay, the last thing is Jennifer Valencia from the Interstate Compact Council is asking to get a prosecutor to sit on the Sentencing Commission. It was Kirk Torgensen. I sent out, you know, that blast to all the county attorneys. Dale Eyre and Neil Lund have both volunteered to sit on that committee. And so Did I say Sentencing Commission?
You said Sentencing.
Sorry. No, Jennifer is on the Sentencing Commission. She's speaking at NOMPA. That's why I got that mixed up. No, this is the Interstate Compact Commission.
Gotcha.
Yes. Thank you. So
you can tell we're in conference mode right now.
So I don't know if she would take two prosecutors. I guess I could, you know, ask her if she wants to take two prosecutors, but if she only wants one, who would the council like to recommend to sit on that committee?
I know Dale, but I don't know the other one. Does anyone know the other one?
I don't know the other guy either, so I don't
talk to him, but that's all.
Dell's a pretty known commodity. I would move that if they only take one, that we recommend Dell here.
I'll second.
Moving second, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That's our recommendation.
Great. Okay. Any other business?
Shotguns.
Shotguns.
Okay.
Who's saying this? You try it.
People have been dropping like flies. I didn't bring my gun. I was going to stay and clean up.
I've got an extra shotgun.
I'll make it interesting.
You guys ready? I brought a gun.
Okay.
All right.
You got one?
No, well, I've only got my reading eyes in, so I'm toast, so sorry. I might shoot the wrong black dot.
And if you want to take some food home.
Please. That includes donuts and bagels. Take some treats home.
Yeah.
All right.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Oh, September.
September 16th.